May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 107. How high a privilege 'tis to know our sins are all forgiven, to bear about this pledge below, this special grant of heaven. Hymn 107. Read together from the Word of God, from the first book of Kings, chapter 18, reading from verse 17 down to verse 39. The first book of Kings, chapter 18, reading from verse 17 down to verse 39. And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him,
Art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Now therefore send, and gather to me all Israel, unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people, and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I, even I only, remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks. And let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under, and I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, It is well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, Choose you one bullock for yourselves, and dress it first, for ye are many, and call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under. And they took the bullock, which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal, from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leapt upon the altar, which was made. And it came to pass at noon, that Elijah mocked them, and said, Cry aloud, for he is a God. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth, and must be awaked. And they cried aloud, and cut themselves after their manner, with knives and lancets, till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass, when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice, nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, Come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar, as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bullock in pieces, and laid him on the wood, and said, Fill 4 barrels with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice, and on the wood. And he said, Do it the second time. And they did it the second time, And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar. And he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. May the Lord bless that portion of his word of truth to us and help us in prayer. Lord our God, we would thank thee for the opportunity to come together once more around thy word. And oh, we do pray, Lord, that we may each come with a desire and with a concern and an interest, that we might come and serve thee and worship thee and know the blessing and the truth that thou art our God. Oh, do reveal and manifest thyself to us, and according to thy promise, where the twos and the threes gather together in my name, there am I in the midst. We pray for the unction and the power of the Holy Spirit to come in and upon each one of us at this time, that our hearts and affections might be drawn towards thee, that we might come with a true seeking frame of heart and mind at this time, and that, Lord, we might each receive blessings at thy hand. Undertake for us each, Lord. Thou hast heard our prayers and our petitions as we entered into the pews of thy house. O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt answer the prayers of each of thy people, their great needs, but oh, that desire to draw near to thee, and surely, Lord, that there may be a portion for each soul. Oh, if that has been our prayer, each one of us, that thou wouldest, Lord, draw near and fill up, Lord, that hungering and thirsting for thyself in the person, in the merits of thy dearly beloved Son, that we might each partake of him, not only to know about him, but to know of him. Oh, that, Lord, will be our mercy this evening, that we might, by thy Spirit, be taught in the things of Jesus Christ and his gospel. And we do pray, grant then that teachable spirit, that we might each learn and know of thee, and that our time spent together there may be a profitable time to us, that we might each be built up and edified in the Lord Jesus Christ, the scriptures of truth, the word of truth and grace, and our poor souls may be enlarged upon thy name. Oh, may we know what it is, Lord Jesus, to come before thee poor enough and low enough and humble enough that we might, Lord, be enabled to receive thee into our hearts, nothing in and of ourselves, Lord Jesus, that we can claim that is good, that is acceptable unto thee. We simply come to thee, Lord, clinging to thy cross, that thou wilt reveal and manifest thyself unto us, and that we may each this evening hour receive for our souls some living portion of spiritual meat and drink in Jesus. Oh, that our time spent together might be a good and a profitable time, Lord Jesus, and pray, Lord, meet the case and need of each one of us. We pray thee, differing, Lord, of the needs and the conditions of thy people before thee at this time. Do come, Lord, we pray thee, in the blessedness and the fullness of thy gospel. Reveal thyself to each poor needy soul. And oh, we do pray, Lord Jesus, that thou wilt give some token of thine especial love and mercy to each one, to come to their very needs, Lord. Oh, Lord, it may be that we're seekers in Zion at this time, that we want to know God to be our salvation in the person of Jesus. O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt appear unto such, that thou wilt show them their need as sinners, and draw them to Christ and his cross, that only refuge for the malady of all sin. And oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt draw near, and with thy precious blood, pardon and forgive. O Lord, these things we seek, and Lord, it may be those attending here this evening in troubles, trials and difficulties. O Lord Jesus, we do pray, look down upon them, and oh, help them, Lord, to flee to that hiding place in Jesus, or that is indeed a cover for them from the storm, under the shadow of thy wings. O Lord, come to all their help and all their need. Thou hast shown unto us, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. O Lord Jesus Christ, that only help for poor needy sinners, and all that help that came unto that Syrophoenician woman with a Lord help me. And oh, she pressed on and persevered through her faith and obtained the blessing. O Lord, appear to such this evening, and oh, may it be that they may draw near and with a living faith, and that they may be brought to see that thou alone, Lord, art the deliverer and salvation of thy people. And we do pray, Lord, then be with thee, with each one of thy people. And Lord, we pray for those this evening hour that have been in the way, as it were, a long time, those that have continued to visit the means of grace, to be found under thy word of truth, and yet those indeed persevering, patient, prayerful, waiting upon thee to know their salvation. O Lord, we do pray, come to their help and need at this time, or that thou wouldest show to them that thou art indeed their great salvation. O Lord, bring all their misery to an end, the misery of their sin, the mourning and the sorrowing. Oh, do, Lord, comfort them out of Zion and draw them to Jesus. And oh, that they may know the blessing that thou, Lord Jesus, didst come into this world, not only to save sinners, but to comfort them that mourn. Oh, may they know that comfort, Lord, in their poor souls, that thou, Lord, art their Saviour and their Redeemer. And, O Lord, we do pray, then be with them, and each one of us. O Lord, keep us close unto thyself. Help us, Lord, day by day, to live by faith upon thee, to serve thee, Lord. Know what it is often to be found at the throne of grace, venturing our all upon thee. Not only, Lord, those things in thankfulness and praise and blessing to thy name, but, Lord Jesus, all our deep needs to commit unto thee and at the throne of grace. And all we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt give answers of peace. And, Lord, pray that thou wilt help thy people still to continue. And, O Lord, that faith that will indeed turn them in unto thee, and indeed shall obtain the blessing, even as thy servant Paul, in all his trials, in all his difficulties, in the preaching of the gospel, having obtained help of God, I continue to this day. And Lord, how should either one of us continue even to this day without that help? We have many adversaries, world, flesh and devil, sin, death, hell and the grave. And O Lord, how shall we continue and persevere even unto the end? Oh, having obtained help of God. And, oh, truly that help was so a blessed portion to thy servant Paul. And so, Lord, we do pray be all our help and all our need. And help us, Lord, by faith to live upon thee. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Be with us, Lord, in our individual path that we are brought to walk and pass through here below. O Lord, we do believe and do trust that it has been an ordained path, the way, Lord, that thou wilt have us to pass. And, O Lord, whether the Lord Jesus, in those things concerning our vocation here below, our families and all those things concerning us, and Lord, those things that may come in and upon us in our path, may we each remember that they're all ordained of thyself. There may be afflictions, there may be trials, times of adversity. Lord, we do pray, help us each to be resigned to all thy holy and thy sovereign will in respect of all these things. Order all our footsteps and help us to know, Lord, that it is thou that performeth all things for us, and help us not to complain or to murmur, Lord, but, Lord Jesus, that we might be helped to continue and press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Be with us then, Lord, in all our way and path. We thank thee for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that it may go forth across this land of ours, this land that lieth in wickedness. We pray that it may change and renew many hearts. We pray, Lord, thou knowest, that there may be an ingathering, even in this dark and evil day. May thy gospel have free course, or may it find and discover liberty to many. And, Lord, that thou wilt gather to thyself all those that are predestinated to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and to find salvation. Lord, we pray for these things thou knowest. And so, Lord, here and amongst us, thy church here, those that gather, oh, that there may be many anxious souls desiring and seeking and praying, that they may be found in that great number, but that remnant called by grace. And we commit, Lord, each and every one unto thee at this time. And we do pray, be with thy church and people here, as they gather together week by week in thy name. Bless the services of thy house to them. We do pray, Lord, hear all the prayers and all the petitions that are offered up in this thy house of prayer. Oh, do give answers of peace, we pray thee, Lord. And oh, may it be that there may be many indeed that shall receive the testimony of thy presence with them, and bless the services of thy house to them, and the precious Christ in the gospel. O Lord, we pray for these things. Do subdue all sin. Let not sin have dominion over us. We pray thee, Lord. Help us, Lord, and deliver us from all carnality, from carnal sense and reason, Lord, from our own hearts, from the dictates of the same. Deliver and save us, Lord. Keep us humble and low at thy feet as we continue. We pray for each of thy sent servants. Help them, Lord, that they may be enabled to minister forth thy gospel grace. O Lord, give them thy word to speak, and may they be the words of this life, and truly help to preach Christ and him crucified. Lord, help thy servant now. Draw near to him. O, do grant him thy word, Lord Jesus, this evening hour. And we do pray, Lord, that that word set forth may prosper according to thy spirit, Lord, and be and bear fruit unto righteousness. Oh, these things we pray for, Lord, that thou wilt reveal thyself. Pardon and forgive all that is amiss and sinful with us. We ask these mercies in the name and in the person of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hymn 162. When on my beloved I gaze, so dazzling his beauties appear, his charm so transcendentally blaze, the sight is too melting to bear. When from my own vileness I turn to Jesus exposed on the tree, with shame and with wonder I burn to think what he suffered for me. Hymn 162.
Thank you.
seeking the help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, we would seek to draw your attention to the first book of Kings, chapter 18, and we will read from verse 36 and 37. The first book of Kings, chapter 18, and reading from verse 36 and 37. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. I know that it is a long text, and there are many divisions to speak of, but the words that we would desire to lead up to are those found in the last clause of the 37th verse, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Thinking upon this word, there was another precious word that came in and upon my mind, and it was the word reconciliation, brought back. Precious word, isn't it, friends? See the miserable state that the children of Israel were in here, the pitiful state they were in. They were sunk and steeped in idolatry, in sin. Were there any such people as this that were such an offence to the Lord? They were an offence to the Lord. They were far from the Lord by all their sin and iniquity. How miserable a state and condition they were in. It is a very solemn truth, dear friends, never to know God. Never to know God. A God who is holy, God who is just and righteous in all his ways. A God that abhorreth sin and hateth sin and cannot look upon sin. This is the Lord God. How can any draw near to this God? Those who are indeed sinners and far from God in respect of their sins. There is nothing more solemn, dear friends, to pass through this scene of our lives here below, to be born, to come to the end of our days, and never to know God. Outside of Christ, God is a consuming fire. However can anyone return back and come back and behold this God to be their God forever and ever? I'm asking the Lord to show me how to open up the words of this truth. First, I would just like to relate to them in the experience of the history of the children of Israel. The children of Israel had departed from their God. They turned to idolatry, to all manner of wicked works. They were instructed and taught by the Lord in respect of sin, in respect of mingling with the heathen nations about them. Ye shall not go after other gods, of the gods of the people which are round about you. For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee and destroy thee from off the face of the earth. They were not to mingle with other gods, the gods of the heathen nations. They were not to touch the unclean thing. This people were a favored people, a blessed people. God was with them, in the midst of them, amongst them, enjoined to them. He showed his love and mercy to them. He defended them, he protected them, he kept them, he preserved them, and he supplied all their needs. Now they are departed from him. It is a great mercy if the Lord will send his minister, yes, his prophet or his minister, amongst his people in this way, to show and reveal a way of return, a way by which they can again be reconciled. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, may remember that there two sacrifices was the instruction of God given to Moses, whereby the children of Israel should come in sacrifice, confessing their sins. If I can just find it. The offering of the evening sacrifice. There was two offerings, the morning and the evening sacrifice. Now this is that which thou shalt offer upon the altar, two lambs of the first year, day by day continually. The one lamb thou shalt offer in the morning, and the other lamb thou shalt offer at even. And this shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generations at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord, where I will meet you to speak there unto thee. It is here shown in type of the Lord Jesus Christ, a lamb taken for an offering for the morning sacrifice, and another lamb taken. It was to be a lamb without blemish. It was to be a lamb in the first year, type of the Lord Jesus Christ, a type of his humanity. And it was precious, friends, to the godlies of the land. They beheld Jesus. The church have never, friends, been saved or redeemed in any other way than by Jesus. Whether in the Old Testament or in the New, it was by sacrifice. That was the blessing that came to our first parents, the blessing that came unto Abel. It was accounted unto him for righteousness, because God received his sacrifice. He looked to the seed of the woman, Jesus. He didn't behold him in the blessedness of the gospel that we have today, in the greater revelation of the gospel that we're blessed with today, but he looked by faith to that one that should come and suffer for his sins and iniquities. And it was at this time that Elijah came before the Lord, the evening sacrifice. And the evening sacrifice was a time of prayer, a time of supplication, a time of confession, a time of repentance for sins and iniquities. Just to show that, I'll just show that in one instance only in respect of Ezra, and where Ezra, when the children of Israel had married into the people of the strangers, and Ezra was that one, was brought to confess before the Lord the sins and the iniquities of the children of Israel. When he heard these things, he rent his garment and mantle and plucked off the hair of his head and beard, sat down astonished. And then at the evening sacrifice, I arose up from my heaviness, and having rent my garment and my mantle, I fell upon my knees and spread out my hands unto the Lord my God. It is a mercy to have a God to come to. This is the God that Elijah came to. Came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. Always remember, dear friends, these sacrifices typified Christ. The church have never been without Christ. That Elijah the prophet came near, called upon the name of his God. What a mercy it is to be a praying man, a praying woman. This was a prayer of deep supplication. It seems to be a little bit deeper than a prayer in general, a supplication, a beseeching, a begging, a desiring, a drawing upon the Lord, a fervency, a true seeking, a supplication. And remember this, dear friends. It is the place and the portion of each of the Lord's dear people to come to the Lord, and by prayer and supplication, all those things that do concern us, friends, everything, whether the small matters or the large matters, take them all to the Lord. This was a great matter with Elijah. It was a great matter. Why was it a great matter? It was a prayer of intercession, dear friends. It was for others. Moses often prayed a prayer of intercession in respect of the children of Israel. Much foolishness and folly in their lives. Samuel, a great man of prayer, a prayer of intercession many times offered up by him for and on the part of the children of Israel. Moses was a prophet. Samuel was a prophet. David was a prophet. Great men of prayer. Elijah, a great man of prayer. May we know this prayer for ourselves. Coming to the Lord our God, seeking him. And then this truth. He called upon the name of the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel. A God in covenant with his people. You know, dear friends, this covenant, covenant of his love and grace, calling upon him who was in the midst of his people, a God present with them, And he's relating this truth so that all might know that he is in a God, he is a God in covenant with them. He's calling upon that God whom they deserted. The God of Abraham, Isaac and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel. You notice that he is saying God of Abraham, Isaac and of Israel and not of Jacob. It might be this truth that he is the God of Israel, as in verse 31. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. You see, it was the promise that was given to Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. But it was through Jacob that the promise was given to him, and the Lord changed his name. He had power with God at that time. But it may have that inference in respect of this, in respect of his 12 sons and that seed, that great seed and family that should follow. Great number, Israel. And he is the God of Abraham, Isaac and of Israel. Let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, that God who is with and amongst his people, and that God who reigneth in the heavens, that God indeed who rules and reigns on high, that God who is holy, that God who is true and just, that God with all omnipotence and power, that God indeed who is the God of his people, and the God who is nigh unto them, and that I am thy servant. Oh, let the children of Israel know that I am thy servant, that thou hast anointed me to be thy prophet, that thou hast sent me amongst them, and that I have done all these things at thy word. I have done nothing unless thou hast given me commandment to say it, and neither will any of the Lord's ministers and prophets speak a word without the Lord to show them. None of them. You know, it would have all failed had Elijah attempted to do any one single thing in his own strength. It would have failed. That I have done all these things at thy word. It is the Lord, friends, that had shown Elijah all these things that he should do, that God should be revealed and made known. And it is the same today, the ministers of the Lord. But I will speak of that in a moment. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God. See how this dear man here, see his deep concern, friends, for the souls of these people, that they might be returned to the Lord their God. I say, dear friends, outside of Christ, God is a consuming fire. God was a way of return, a way back, and it was by a most marvelous miracle. And that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, that licked up the water that was in the trench. Oh, how impossible it seemed, dear friends. The wood, it was drenched in water. The whole of the sacrifice drenched in water. The whole sacrifice pooled around in water. Gone, dear friends. A miracle. And only God could perform it. This was the word that was most urgently laid upon the spirit of Elijah, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Oh, see how he craved, as it were, for the souls of sinners. As I say, dear friends, if we continue our earthly passage here below without knowing this God, how solemn, friends, will be our end. There was a miracle here performed. The effect of it, friends, upon the lives of some of those. The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. It changed them from idolatry to serve the true and the living God. I just want to take these words, if the Lord will show me how, that thou hast turned their heart back again. I thought last evening, this morning, the solemn truth, never to know God, it seemed to rest upon my spirit. I believe that we can take some of these words and apply them today into the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. This word, dear friends, is needful as much today as it was then and shall be to the end of time. And what was the important truth? That this people may know that thou art the Lord God. We want that truth to be known and blessed today. And it will be a great mercy if all here present are brought into the solemn truth of this word. And it is a solemn truth to know that there is a God in the heavens. Because, friends, his wrath and his justice is upon all sin. But there is a way, a return, a reconciliation. And let us just see one or two truths that may show this to us. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. I just want to go back. Friends, it is the prayer of the God-fearing of the Lord's dear people. The Lord's servants, the Lord's ministers, the deacons, the godlies of the Lord's dear people, that have known the blessedness of redemption. It is their prayer day by day that the Lord would show mercy through his gospel to, in the person of Jesus, that there would be an ingathering even this day if one poor sinner was brought to return to God. And oh, this truth, it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. This is a sacrifice, friends. Worship, prayer. And friends, we will find sacrifice in our own lives personally. Prayer and supplication. Yes, the closet prayer, the family prayer. And friends, this will be a part of prayer, that there may be a return and a way back for guilty sinners unto God the Father. made always, day by day, be found in our prayers. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, "Oh, to venture to the throne of grace, to call upon the name of our God." And it is through the sacrifice, isn't it? The Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that is where all our prayer is answered, dear friends, as our prayers and our supplications are heard and received through the sacrifice and offering of Jesus. A sweet smell of an odour before God the Father. Jesus said, "If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it." Plead thy cause through Jesus. That Elijah the prophet came near and said, "Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, the God in covenant." Oh, how often, dear friends, it is preached and set forth. How often this covenant of God's grace is that is revealed and manifest. Friends, the most gracious and blessed of all truths that are found in the gospel. The covenant of God's grace. Oh, it is here, the blessing that was given unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, that in thy seed all families of the earth shall be blessed. It was a God in covenant. And here is made known the grace, the love, and the mercy of our God. A God in covenant. The God in covenant with his people. Friends, what was wrought out from before the beginning of time by Father, Son, and Spirit was the whole blessing of salvation for poor, guilty sinners. And all this is the mercy in this covenant of God's grace that we have a way, indeed, that was brought about whereby many may be turned back again unto God. And it's a turning back of their hearts. Why is it a turning back of their heart? By nature, friends, our hearts are wayward. Our hearts are filled with corruption. It is, friends, our very birth into this world. A heart, friends, corrupt throughout. Oh, there is no more a solemn truth than that, but oh, to be brought to a knowledge of it. And then let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel. Not just this day in the history of the church, dear friends, this day, today. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of grace. Today, in the gospel, the Lord God may be blessed to the souls of many through the gospel of Jesus. Today is the day of grace. Friends, may we know what it is to be true seekers. To be found seeking to know Christ for our salvation. I'll come to a word that seemed to rest upon my spirit in respect of this. And then, "Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people, beg your pardon, and that I have done all these things at thy word." He said, "And that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word." We have here, friends, the whole method and the means whereby sinners may be reconciled again unto God the Father. The ministry of the word, the servants of the Lord, in each and every day and generation, the Lord has raised them up to preach his everlasting gospel. It is a truth that the Lord has raised them up. That is the most important truth today, dear friends, that the Lord has raised them up, that the Lord has anointed them, that the Lord has sent them to preach the gospel. I turn to John chapter 15. And I do believe that it has that particular reference to the disciples of the Lord. "Ye have not chosen me," said Jesus, "but I have chosen you." This is the truth, isn't it? "And ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he may give it you." It was the Lord that has ordained them and sent them to preach his everlasting gospel. This is one part, friends, of this way of restoration, this way back unto God. The ministry, the preaching of the gospel. The Lord sent servants. But friends, I know that they beg and pray that the Lord will give them a text, will give them a word to speak. The servant doesn't know the needs of the people, but he may give them a word, you see, and that it may be proved a seasonable word to his people, a good word, profitable word, a word that will lead them to Jesus, to know union and fellowship with him. "That I have done all these things at thy word." Isn't this an important truth today? It is the Lord, friends, that will give them a word to speak in season, a savour of life unto life to his people, the Holy Spirit to take of the things of Jesus to show them unto us. "Thy doctrine shall drop as the rain, thy speech distill as the dew." Or upon the souls of the Lord's dear people, the Holy Spirit, friends, is that that shall indeed bless the souls of his people. "And that I have done all these things at thy word." You know, he brought the rain, prayed for the rain, Elijah. He didn't fear Ahab. Call all the congregation of Israel. Call them all together. Then the devising of the sacrifices, dear friends, the bullocks, the offerings and the altar. The Lord had instructed him in all this, not Elijah. It was the word of the Lord. And friends, we have to speak the word of the Lord today. That is the important truth that we have. It is then that the Lord will take that word and bless it and apply it through his Spirit to his people. Otherwise, it will be unprofitable. We do need also enjoined to the truth that the Lord will be that one graciously to work in the hearers, that they might hear by faith and receive the word into their hearts. "Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God." Oh, this is the important truth today. "That this people may know that thou art the Lord God." Friends, we live in a dark and evil day. Darkness has covered the earth. Gross darkness the people. Sin and Satan on every hand. The wicked works of men and women, all their devices, all that they've created, all that they've invented. Idolatry, isn't it? Isn't idolatry rife today? It is, dear friends. It will be a mercy if the Lord keep and preserve us from all the devices of Satan, his temptations, the pleasures, the vanities of this life. Be a mercy to be kept and preserved from them. But there is something deeper than that, dear friends. the sin that is found in our own hearts by nature. Who is it, friends, that can remove that? Here was performed a miracle, and it was a miracle. And friends, it is a miracle to change the heart, renew the will, and turn the feet to Zion's hill. A miracle. The Lord Jesus sent forth his disciples to become apostles, and he spake to them, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." There is a miracle, dear friends. And I just want to begin in this way and in this light. And that is in this covenant of grace which we have in the words of our text here. A God in covenant with his people. The seed of promise. The birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, his incarnation into this world. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And then those words that Zechariah spake of the Lord, that he should be saved, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham. Friends, this is the mercy that we would grant, that he would grant unto us, that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear. What are the enemies of the Lord's people? What are the enemies? I want to speak of the sacrifice, because that is what this is here spoken. It's saying to us, these enemies, friends, to be destroyed, world, flesh and devil, sin, death, hell and the grave. Yes, the sin that is found in us, the devil that is found in us, the world that is found in us, all enemies, all to be destroyed, all to vanish. Jesus has been that one here, sent forth of God the Father, without controversy. Great is the mystery of godliness, God manifest in the flesh. Yes, this is the blessing. This is the truth that we have. Jesus, God's dearly beloved Son, his eternal and dearly beloved Son, came in the nature of sinful flesh without sin. And there is a word in Galatians which just came into our mind in respect of this truth, just to bring us to the blessing. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, made of a woman. An immaculate birth, a holy birth, the Holy Spirit came upon Mary, that holy thing that shall be born of thee, shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friends, he came in our nature. I do believe that much of that second hymn, what a great hymn that was. That man, that poet, dear friends, must have had a great nearness to the Lord Jesus to write that hymn. I believe he's coming into some of the truth that we may be helped to speak of here. Because it's the way to God, dear friends. Just another word in respect of this. I don't want to be too long in just opening this truth. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Friend, that does show to us very clearly that the devil is in us by nature. No mistaking that, dear friends. He is in us by nature. The word of truth discloses that solemn fact. Oh, may we know it. And may we be brought to this place. This is the word that I felt would be a word to speak of in respect of this returning, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. The preaching of the gospel. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Jesus in our nature, he came to do his heavenly Father's will. His heavenly Father's will, he said, I came to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. And that work, dear friends, was at Calvary's tree. And Jesus went forth to Calvary's tree. The church was laid upon his breast, his heart. He loved every one of them whilst they were in their sins. This is the wonderment of grace. And he laid down his life for them, lovingly, willingly, because he would become their surety. And because God the Father would take all their sins and iniquities, lay them upon his dearly beloved Son, to bear them all away in and through his precious blood. And what a mercy it is, dear friends, that he did come to bear away the sins and the iniquities of the whole church. And it is preached, the cross of Christ is preached today. Christ and him crucified. Paul delighted to preach the cross of Christ. He desired one thing, to know amongst the church at Corinth, Christ and him crucified. Here is the whole of salvation. Here is the deliverance of the church from all their sins, from the depravity of their hearts, from all the awfulness of their nature. This, what Jesus has done. And it is a way, a return again unto God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. Dear friends, the sins, the trespasses, the iniquities of the church, friends, they were all imputed upon Jesus. Now, it was the children of Israel. And what a mercy it is to be seeking to be one of the children of this promise. These are the blessed ones. And another scripture doth saith this, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord. And the Lord Jesus did take that truth, and he used it, and he showed to them it was the way to God. No other way to God but through Jesus. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. And Jesus says, no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Friends, I pray, oh, that the Lord may teach and show thee thy need in Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. None cometh unto the Father but by me. And oh, how needful it is, dear friends, today, the word says today, to know God and his mercy. Where is the mercy of our God? The person of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is the mercy. It is in covenant. Oh, what a mercy it is to be drawn to Christ and his cross. Yes, feeling all the burden, the misery of thy sins, but thou art coming to the burden bearer, Jesus Christ. And friends, to come to him, to know the blessedness of repentance and faith towards God. What a mercy it is to plead his precious blood that did for sin atone. And then this truth, the blessing, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. But friends, as the heart of the prodigal was returned, as the heart of the Ethiopian eunuch was turned, the gospel is able to turn, it is able to renew, it is able to bring back to God the hardened, the rebellious heart. He is able to humble, friends. This is the gospel. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. May there be many this day that should be enabled, friends, to say and to speak the blessedness of this truth. It will be through Jesus and his cross. This is a full and a free salvation for sinners. It is in the gospel, friends, that is preached today. Good news for sinners. Salvation in the blood of Jesus. And then to be able to say, Lord, he is God. Lord, he is God, a God of mercy, a God of love, a God who is a father to his people, a God who is a God in covenant, a God who loves, and to walk with God, to know what it is to serve God, the appointments of his house, to worship God. Jesus is the way to God. There's only one door, dear friends, into the sheepfold. It is Jesus, and he alone is the way to God. Well, friends, how important it is today to know this God, to be our God forever and ever. I believe that is somewhat the words of David in the Psalm 48. Let us close with these words. For this God is our God for ever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Chapman will preach next Lord's Day, and Mr. Timothy Rosier on Tuesday evening next week. Let us close with hymn 807. My brethren, why these anxious fears, these warm pursuits and eager cares for earth and all its gilded toys? If the whole world you could possess, it might enchant, it could not bless. False hopes, vain pleasures, and light joys. Hymn 807.
Thank you.
considering the last verse of that hymn. Maybe many things important to us in our lives here below, and truly there are. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Bless what has been attended to in thy name. May thy name be glorified. Pardon all that has been amiss. Take us to our homes in peace and safety. Be with us in each and every untrodden step of the way. Guard and guide us all our journey through. Now may thy grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, fellowship and communion of God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us, now and forever. Amen.